Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. A recent meteor shower displayed to the world the glory of Jesus Christ. That's the headline. Don DeYoung comes to give us more details in a moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Are we misusing the term shower? Is it the earth going through all these items in space, or are they actually falling towards the earth?
Well, these debris clouds are orbiting the sun as well. And what happens is our orbit of our Earth happens to intersect their orbit. That's when we see them. So everything is moving. We actually move through there, and we would say we sweep them up. And so our gravity captures them, so then they fall through the upper air. Now, some of these particles, Jimmy, are large enough that they do not vaporize. They'll survive the trip and hit the ground, and then they become a meteorite, and people collect those. These are either made out of metal or rock, and they're rather rare, these rocks from space that can be found on the ground.
But all of this a part of God's creative act there in chapter 1 on the fourth day, right?
Well, it certainly is, Jimmy. And furthermore, these meteor showers, I would say, are showing the growing old of the Earth. If these were previous comets that have disintegrated, they're gone and now sweeping up their debris, I think just all a demonstration that the Earth is growing old, waxing old like a garment, as Scripture says, and wearing down. Of course, someday the Lord will return and make a new heavens and new earth, because this present one is fading away.
And until that time, as Psalm 19 tells us, the heavens do declare his glory. And it's great to be able to watch all of these things happening, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. It's part of the beauty of space. Yes, even in a world that's far from perfect, under the fall, under the curse, we can still see the beauty and the way the Lord has set up this whole system for our well-being. And meteor showers are just another dramatic sign of God's presence and his control over all things.
Don DeYoung with the details behind the recent meteor shower that displayed the glory of the Lord to the entire world. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. In Don's report on the recent meteor shower, he said that these showers are evidence that this earth is winding down or actually dying. Revelation chapter 21 speaks of a new heaven and a new earth. 2 Peter 3:10 says that this old earth and heaven will burn up, then the new. With four words, Jesus brought the heavens and all that is in them into existence on the fourth day of creation. Isaiah 65, verse 17, also speaks of a new heaven and a new earth. Once again, Jesus will create that new heaven and new earth. However, until that happens, these heavens we see today declare the glory of the Lord. That's Psalm 19. The Lord is in control of everything. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...